18 Days in Solitude. Instructional Dharma Talks in Retreat. By Venerable Uadakaramsi, 1937-2002. Introduction. 18 Days in Solitude is not a famous novel like The 100 Days in Solitude for entertainment, which you can't take anything with you after death. These were the instructional Dharma talks on Samatha Vipassana practice. It was given in the year of 2002 during the 18 days retreat in Rangoon. Then, Uadakaramsi, the meditation teacher, was not well known outside Burma either. But he was well known in Burma as an author and Dharma teacher, an interesting and colorful man in his life. The following short biography came from two of his books, the famous and bestseller, The Story of a Man Who Has Faith and Taken Refuge in the Triple Gems. The second book was A Man Walking on the Path of Spiritual Knowledge, and from some of his talks. This short biography is not promoting the identity view which all Buddhists should be abandoned, but for a reflection on Dharma. There were many things we can learn from his life. The Buddha always emphasized on wisdom, panna. Without wisdom or wisdom faculty, human beings, out of ignorance and craving, create a lot of problems in life, and in societies around the world. He was born in 1937 as Son Elwin in the southwestern part of Burma. Being the only son to a Muslim parent, so when he was young, he was forced by his father to be educated by the Quran. He never easily accepted anything with blind faith without knowing him clearly. His father appointed a good teacher for Quran teaching. Because of his intelligent and philosophical mind, always questioned about the existence of God and the creation. He asked questions to his teacher who wouldn't give the proper answers to satisfy his mind. At last he said to his father that he wouldn't accept any religions without knowing clearly. Here we can see the importance of free inquiry and direct experience, which the Buddha always encouraged in the Kalama Sutta and others. Even with intelligence, human beings are not wise enough, so that create a lot of human problems in today's world. This made his father very angry, and later it broke up the family apart. After finishing his high school, he went to Rangoon. He worked at daytime in a government office and studied at a nighttime university. There he met a Christian woman and fell in love with her. Out of love, he wanted to become a Christian and studied Christianity. Lust is stronger than faith. Here was the same God and creation. After over 3 years, with different views and feelings, they were separated. And then his mother arranged a Muslim woman for him. He married this woman out of respect for his mother. In his last year of BA degree, he moved to Rangoon University and continued the study on philosophy. For this purpose, he resigned his job as a government staff and taught as a teacher at nighttime schools. From that period, he started writing romantic short stories. With his interest and sharp mind, he passed his BA degree with distinction in philosophy on ethics. This was the first time happened in the history of philosophy department. He continued his MA degree and taught as a tutor at the department. As a philosophy teacher, he was an atheist and influenced by Marxism-Leninism and Mao Tse Tung thought or communist literatures. He didn't have a happy family life, and it became degenerated and ended up with divorce. There were some reasons behind this. The most important one was the fanatic view of his Muslim wife. Later he met another young Buddhist Chinese woman who was one of his students. He married her because she resembled his first love, whom he couldn't forget. The main cause was they had strong karmic link from their past lives. One day his teacher, Professor Dr. Yu Kin Mong Win, Yale University graduate, later he became the educational minister, gave him an assignment for writing a textbook on Buddhist ethic in Burmese. As a curriculum for students in philosophy, he was already success in writing books and a bright person, but didn't know much about Buddhism except in the philosophy books. This was a great turning point in his life. This was also a very strange case because there were other Buddhist teachers in the department. He came from the Muslim family and didn't know much about Buddhism. The working of Kamma was inconceivable. He had strong Kammic link with Buddhism in his past lives. So, he studied and researched diligently for many months with Buddhist texts in English and Burmese. Near the end of his research, his teacher told him to stop the project. The reason was his teacher wanted to send him to northern Burma, the Kachin state, as the head of philosophy department, and an assistant lecturer. Even though he didn't have the chance for writing the textbook, but gained the priceless knowledge of Buddhism. During these periods, he wrote some books on philosophy. ABC of Philosophy, Philosophers of the World, Chinese Philosophers, Russian Philosophers, Einstein, A Biography in 2 volumes, etc. He also studied world religions and wrote a book on world religions. With the knowledge on religions, he preferred Buddhism to more than others. But still he was not becoming a Buddhist yet. Because he still couldn't accept the idea of rebirth and need to verify it. Later he encountered evidences for rebirth and the law of Kamma. It mentioned an incident on rebirth in his second book on his life, A Man Walking on the Path of Spiritual Knowledge. As a young boy in the primary school, one day the teacher taught about Tang Nu history, round about 14th or 15th century. The teacher told the story of a Burmese king from Ava, Inwa, kingdom attacked the kingdom of Tang Nu. It was recorded in the history book. At the end of the story, he suddenly cried. The teacher asked him the reason. He only said to her that in his past life he was a Buddhist. In the evening after back home and told his mother what had happened. At that time he was the king of Ava and with the help of his teacher, a Burmese monk named Feme Sayadaw conquered Tang Nu kingdom. He told his mother in details of the episode. This was remembering one of his past lives as a young boy. Another incident was happening around 1971 or 1972, and he was still a teacher in Rangoon University. A spirit possessed a spirit worshipper and wanted to meet him. At that time he was a materialist, influenced by communism, and rejected to see the spirit and took them as nonsense. After some days passed by, the spirit possessed again to the same man and requested to see him and wanted to give him something. He rejected it again, but this time his wife persuaded him to go and see what would happen. As soon as he was arriving to the spirit house, the spirit possessed the same man instantly and told him about the story. She was a kind of Vemanika Pita, a kind of earthly supernatural spirit, and his daughter in past life. At that time he was a king in Shan state, something like a Maharaja in India. After she passed away in that life and born as a Vemanika Pita and looked after the treasures they left behind. He didn't believe what she said and asked her to show him the evidences. So, the spirit with her psychic power gave him some ancient silver coins with a peacock symbol and letters on it in front of them via the possessed man. These ancient silver coins were from the time of the last Burmese kingdom, i.e., Mandalay era. The spirit granted him for other wishes and he asked for some ancient Buddha images. After a week passing by, they met again. This time the spirit gave him 9 ancient Buddha images, and some were made with gold. As a Vemanika Pita, she was searching for him. She asked permission from him to become his daughter again. Beings have strong attachment to each other. She made a prediction to him that after she was born and he would resign his job as a university teacher. This youngest daughter was born to him in 1972, and later he also resigned his job as a teacher. After resigned his post as a teacher and he entered the movie films business. He studied books on movie art and then directed some movie films and opened classes for acting. One day during a class lecture on acting, a group of 5 persons were acting wrongly. So, he asked him to look into his eyes and talk to them how to do it. And then these people fell into the subconscious states. He was surprised and did not know what to do with them. But instantly he remembered that they were in the hypnotic states. He had been written a book on hypnotic before by reading some books on them. Now, he used this chance to make a test. He ordered him to cry and they cried. Asked him to laugh and laughing heartedly. Now knowing that he had this ability and from that day onwards, he hypnotized people if had any chance. And also found out that he could cure their past lives related diseases which medicines had no effects. This point is very well known in the West nowadays. Some psychologists and medical doctors had made researches and already written some books on them. One time he hypnotized one of his old university students. This male student in the hypnotic state told his past life which had connection with him. So, he was very interested and asked more information from him. He said that in that period he was their teacher and teaching on the art of warfare. And he had 3 daughters and the youngest one was now his present wife. It was a great shock for him, like a hammer hitting on his head. He couldn't believe it. So, he had to try again with another student who was mentioned by the first student. This student also mentioned the same episode in the hypnotic state. He still unsatisfied with the result and wanted to try on his wife. At first his wife was rejected for some times. In the end he succeeded and in the hypnotic state also she confirmed the same episode as mentioned by the 2 students. He continued to ask her whereabout in her last life from this life. In her last life, she was the daughter of a well-known traditional doctor in a city in Burma. Later she ordained as a nun. So, it was easy for him to make inquiries by following the story. After some inquiries, it was confirmed what she had said before. It solved his doubts on rebirth and the law of karma. During the periods of his treatments to illnesses with hypnotism and made records of them with the photos of these people, later he wrote a book about them. Publication Censor Board did not allow to publish this book. It's quite a strange censorship by a Buddhist government. Even Western scientists were making researches about rebirths. For them was reincarnations, quite a long time ago and they confirmed it also. These are not superstitions and even helping to understand rebirths and law of karma which are important for Buddhism. The education on law of karma and rebirth are very important for human knowledge. Closing square bracket. Later he became a Buddhist and wrote a book on his life, entitled, The Story of a Man Who Has Faith and Taken Refuge in the Triple Gems. It came out in 1989 and became a bestseller book in Burma. Reprinted quite a few times and made him rich and very well known. It had 4 volumes, Volume 1, 3 World Religions and Sun Elwen, Volume 2, World Philosophy and Sun Elwen, Volume 3, The Buddhist Texts and Sun Elwen, and Volume 4, On the Way to Perfection and Sun Elwyn. The volume 4 has 6 chapters, which are subtitled as follows. 1. The Clues of Round of Existence, Samsara, and Law of Cause and Effect. 2. The Questions on Past Life Problem and Answers from Buddhism. 3. Hypnotism, The Process of Rebirth, Life Continuum Mind, Bhavanga Chitta, and Past Lives Relationship. 4. Before Realization Always Encounter with Mistakes. 5. Fake Refuge and the Real Refuge, Saranagamana. 6. Some Experiences on the Way to Perfection. With the subtitled chapters in Volume 4, we can justify the popularity of this autobiography. The whole book can give the readers many tastes of feeling which are romantic, philosophy, science, religion, and spiritual, etc. The third volume ended up with his desire to walk the Bodhisattva path. During his periods of following the Bodhisattva way, he was associated with people who were practicing the worldly Dharma, such as mantras, mandalas, for long life and psychic power, Gandhari Vidya. So, he was misleading by these people. Because of following the Bodhisattva way, he only practiced Samatha and never Vipassana. Later he reflected his desire and vow carefully after reading some books about the Bodhisattva path, both Theravada and Mahayana. And he found out that he didn't have any qualities of them mentioned there in the Theravada texts. One day he went to Sayagyi Yubakin's center for 10 days retreat. And he penetrated the Four Noble Truths with direct experience, let go of his desire for the Bodhisattva path. Described this experience in his last book, Walking on the Path of Spiritual Knowledge, came out in 2003. Later he gave up his wealth and family and ordained as a Buddhist monk in 1994. His ordination had two purposes: continuing his practice and giving lectures on dependent origination, Patikasamapada, around Burma. The last purpose came from Mogik Sayadaw's and Ledi Sayadaw's teachings. After ordaining, he went to Tangnu, stayed in a forest and practicing alone there for some time. Later he established a meditation center there. Also, he was busy with moving across Burma and giving lectures on Patikasamapada to all Buddhists who were inviting him. He was so popular that had a lot of invitations. Maybe overworked and health problems, he passed away in 2002. These instructional talks were given in 2002, from the 17th of October to the 3rd of November. It even might be his last talks. He passed away in Lower Burma. In one of his talks he mentioned to end his biography by writing on his life as a monk. He did not finish his biography and would never be. But one thing is sure, that he will finish his spiritual journey in the near future, because he had already on the straight and right path without any hindrances anymore.